St. Basil the Great, you came to be for the sake of no other thing except that you be an instrument fit for the glory of God. Why did God create us? So that we would be an instrument fit for the glory of God. We were created for the glory of God. We were not created to be consumers. We were not created to be gossip mongers. I know, you might look at this and you might say, no, we were not created to be supermodels. We were created to be instruments for the glory of God. This is why we're here. And I think sometimes there's so much noise, there's so much... We were not created for information. We were created for the glory of God. And those are important things for us to remember. This is our goal. This is our purpose. This is our assignment. And it's so crucial, the Orthodox life, that we remember our assignment. And we have it crystal clear. We are to be holy. We are to be fitting an instrument fit for the glory of God. Because, look at this. This is one of my Facebook friends posted this the other day. Yesterday. That crushing moment when you realize you translated Bacchylides 5, 200 lines, instead of Bacchylides 6, 16 lines. You don't understand your assignment, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to get a little sad face. Someone's going to say, well, it builds character. A few little Latin quotes. Gets me every time. It's good practice. Yep, happens to just about everybody. LOL. You're going to get people LOLing at you. If we don't understand our assignment, we're going to mess it up.
Could you go back to the other one?
Yeah, the first one.
That one?
One more. Yes.
Or that one?
This one goes, yeah.
St. Basil?
Yeah. No.
You came to be for the sake of no other thing except that you be an instrument fit for the glory of God. The one before it? 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. So, I think that problem that poor student had is a problem that we all have.
I'm sure.
Okay, no, we don't all have that. Some of us have it. Some of us have that problem. I remember I was taking from the current Archbishop, the Greek Orthodox Archbishop of America, I was taking a course on Old Testament exegesis on the Psalms. And he gave us an assignment that we had to do an exegesis of a certain psalm. And so I went through there, and I messed up my Roman numerals. And I translated a patristic homily on the psalm, and I translated the wrong one. So I went into his office, and I said, Your Grace. He was a bishop then. Your Grace. I accidentally did this psalm instead of this psalm because I had it wrong. Can I please write my paper on the one I translated? And he, as a good, firm spiritual father and academic, said, no, this was the assignment. And so you've learned a lot and you've grown. And so cherish that and then do the assignment that was given to you. It's important for us to know it. And if we don't have it clear in our heads what we're supposed to do, we're going to end up wasting a lot of time. And we might even end up wasting a lifetime. An elder said, if you have lost gold or silver, you can find something in place of what you lost. However, if you lose time, you cannot replace what you lost. And I think that's a very, very, very sad realization many, many people have after spending hours, literally hours, on the internet watching silly videos of cats. They might make you smile, but in the end, you've lost time that you can't replace. And I look at this, and there's kind of a jarring juxtaposition between the Facebook before cute light happy Facebook LOL smiley face, and this. One's very transitory. I bet if I were to go back to my Facebook page, I could not find the other one again. And this is very permanent. And I think that that's one of the ways that we need to live the Orthodox life in the internet world. One, and you know what, I've given you three. One is be aware of our goal. Be aware of our calling and our purpose as humans, as the church, as the saints have taught us. We need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of our time. Talking about consecrating every minute, being mindful of the time. We pray at all times, O God and Master, who are holy and inscrutable, you commanded light to shine forth in the darkness. Make us children of light and day, heirs of the good things of eternity. Now that we've come to the setting of the sun and have seen the evening lights, we hymn Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our life should be in tune with everything that's going. All times are appropriate for prayer. That we may be able to have our attention always directed toward Christ, let us call on Him, the subject of our reflections, at every hour, St. Nicholas Kabasulas, at every hour. And this is one of those shifts away from hardcore hesychasts who would say, at every hour be mindful of your own sinfulness. St. Nicholas Kabasulas says, at every hour be mindful of Christ. And I think in the internet world, this is one of the things that we need to remind ourselves of. With every click of the mouse, we should be mindful of Christ. I know that you can just click mice, you can click on your mouse and you just see things. And it doesn't matter if they're important or not. It's just there. And that's wasted time. At every hour, we need to reflect on Christ. And this is one of the challenges of the internet world. There are too many distractions. I love this picture of the old monk and the watch. I think it's great. But there's breaking news. Wait. Someone wants to chat with me on Yahoo. Someone wants to chat with me on Skype. Wait, I've got some Gmail showing up. Stop the world. Yeah. I have to get reconnected. They're clamoring for our attention, these things. And we lose a sense of what's truly important. And yet, we know that only one thing is needed. St. Nicholas Kabasulas. It is most important, therefore, that those who live in Christ should keep the soul uncorrupted by worldly cares. Even if something enters the mind which seems to be important, it should not turn aside its reasoning. For even though many virtuous people have had to be busied with affairs because they were in charge of cities and estates, yet for that they were no more occupied with anxious cares, nor was their reason turned aside from its established course. In any work that they perform, they always have some knowledge of the goal of their occupation, for they pray that the end of their labors may be that which pleases God. St. Nicholas Kabasulas, again, he tells us in three or four places that he is giving spiritual advice for people living in the world. And so he says, you know what? There are people who were in charge of affairs of state, in charge of estates, and they had responsibility, but they were not overwhelmed by worldly cares. And he said, because they kept in mind the end of their labors, the glory of God, which goes back to what St. Basil said about the glory of God being our purpose, our goal. So our goal is the glory of God. And that's the kind of thing that we need to keep in mind. And that's sort of a natural control to the excesses of living in the internet world. St. Nicholas Kabasulas knows that people in different walks of life have different needs. And they even need different virtues. He says, quote, "No one would claim that the same virtues are needed by those who govern the state, and those who live as private citizens, or by those who have made no further vow to God after the baptismal washing, and those who live the monastic life and have taken vows of virginity and poverty, and thus own neither property nor their own selves. And so, he provides for common people some simple spiritual advice. He tells people, go to church, be involved in the sacraments. He said, in this way, we live in God, through the sacred mysteries as through windows. The Son of Righteousness enters this dark world. You know, on the one hand, it's very simple. Go to church. On the other hand, judging by the attendance at church services, it's really difficult to go to church. I'm so strapped for time. Sunday is the only time, the only day of the week that I can sleep in. Sunday is the only time that I can have breakfast with the family. And so we're falling out of it. Our lives, God is getting squeezed out of our lives by all these other priorities. St. Nicholas Kabasila says it is through the mysteries that the Son of Righteousness enters our lives. And, you know, you look at these. I love it because all of these show community. All of them show tactile. You know, none of this is cyber. That's actual water that's splashing. It's a cute little baby, too. That's actual oil that's getting anointed on her head. That's an actual cloth under her chin. Coming in contact. And I hear that there's an Orthodox site with virtual candles that you can light in front of a virtual icon. Oh, that scares me. You know, that's not a chat room. That's a woman confessing face to face. You know, I mean, in that situation, he can feel her breath, and she can feel his breath, and there's a connection there between human beings, and that's so important. And so it's not just through the Holy Spirit, but it's through one another that we come in contact with the glory of God. And so, St. Nicholas Kabasilis, go to church. It's through the mysteries. Very nice. Very, very simple. Very easy. And then, he says, we must, above all, try to divert the eye of the soul from vain things. Okay, talking about going to the internet, looking at these videos, all the vain things that are trying to occupy the eye of the soul. How do we divert these things? By having the heart always filled with good thoughts, so that it at no time may give place to evil thoughts by being empty. If your heart is full of good thoughts, there's no room in it for evil. You know? And on the one hand, I look at that and I go, that's so simplistic. But it's simple. Yet it's hard. But it's so good. It's really helpful advice for living in the internet age. And people will just... I've got friends who say, you know what? I don't do that anymore. I just got tired of it. It's like, I don't go to YouTube anymore. I just got tired of it. Because there's something in their heart. And there's no emptiness for the YouTube to fill. It's simple advice. And we come up with these things. Blogger, Yelp, follow us on Twitter, Hot or Not, YouTube. We think that, A, there's so... Okay, I was researching this. And I got stuck on YouTube for about 4 hours. Watching vlogs, video blogs. People document their lives. And you see these people walking around with their camera. And like walking in the Safeway, okay, so I'm going to the Safeway now, friends, and I'm doing this because I finished up the oatmeal this morning, and so I have to go get some oatmeal, so come with me. It's like, oh, lemons are on sale. I bought some the other day, but these look so good, I'm going to buy some more. And I got attracted and sucked into this because I was going, something good is going to happen. This can't just be a trip to the grocery store. There's got to be some... No, there wasn't. And yet this person, A, thought that their... This is horrible to say. They thought that their life was so exciting that they had to put it up on the internet for millions of people to see. And then I thought that their life was so important that I stayed with it. And it's like, well, maybe something will happen on this next video. Oh, well, this is a tour of the apartment. That's going to definitely be good. No, it wasn't. It, you know... So, I mean, is our opinion so necessary? Is the news? Is our news so important? You know, we've got Twitter, and so I can tweet about everything. You know, I can tweet about there's traffic on the 680 today. Horrible traffic on 24. I can tweet about, you know, is my news really that important? And that's kind of the way that
it's not the news. It's making people think they are so important.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay, you know what? There's no way around it. It's that pride thing. It's that pride thing. Either I think that I am important, or I think they're important. But whether it's me that's important or them that's important, it's God that's not important. It's a difficult thing. And but these sites sort of lull us into thinking that it's that important.